At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is VSiN Tonight with veteran handicappers Matt Youmans and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, this show presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, VSiN Tonight on a Thursday night. We're 2 days away from the Derby. And Wes Reynolds, our next guest, has been involved professionally in horse racing since 1985. How about you? How many years have you been involved in it?
Not that long.
Not that long? That's a lot of experience. All right, let's go out to the Progressive guest line and call Bob Ike, who's in Vegas tonight, getting ready for a Derby handicapping seminar out at the Rampart with our buddy Dwayne Colucci. And Bob, welcome to Vegas, and it's going to be great to see the seminar again on Friday night. I try to make it out there every year. You do a great job breaking down the horses. How much time do you spend handicapping the Derby and preparing your presentation for this Derby seminar that you're going to give on Friday night?
You know, put quite a bit of time into it. Wes and Matt, good to talk to you guys again. In a way, though, I do think the Derby is the most analyzed race, overanalyzed race in the history of the world because, you know, you have a big field, you've got 20 horses, but it's not like the old days where these horses have raced 10 or 12 times each. A lot of them are 3, 4, 5 starts. So, you know, you don't have all that much to dig into. We've all kind of watched the prep races, and that's part of what we do at our seminar is show those last major prep races like the Florida Derby, the Bluegrass, the Arkansas Derby, Louisiana Derby, Santa Anita Derby. I'm going to show that race from Dubai also that the Japanese Horse Forever Young won. So people get to see those if they haven't seen them, and we go through and talk about every horse. And this year we'll be having an additional co-host in Jay Privman, who covered the Derby and for Daily Racing Form and other publications. 39 times he was there live, guys, in person watching the Derby. So he's going to bring a great perspective as well.
Wow. 39 years of Derby experience there. Bob Ike with us now. You can actually find Bob up at horsebills.com and BobIkePicks.com. And you can see him at the Rampart on Friday night at 6 p.m. Bob, you just mentioned a horse that Wes and I both like. So I don't know if you like this horse as well. You can shoot us down or prop us up here. Forever Young, the Japanese bred horse, what do you think? The number 10, number 11,
he's a
sorry.
He's a big X factor to me, guys. I mean, he's obviously top quality, 5 for 5. He won those two huge races in the Mideast, the Saudi Derby and the UAE Derby. Got a lot of ability. The Japanese horses over the last few years have gone all over the world to win the biggest races. So I kind of get the feeling, you know, it's just a matter of time until one of these Japanese horses wins the Kentucky Derby. The flip side of that is no winner of the UAE Derby has really ever come over and been competitive in the Kentucky Derby. So I'm torn. I mean, I could see him running very well or even winning the race. I could also see him tossing in a clunker. He's a horse, they say, that does not like the kickback. So they try to keep him wide. The 11 post should be okay for him, but don't look for him to drop to the rail, because this horse doesn't like the kickback 20 horse field. I think they'll keep him three or four wide throughout. And, you know, you're going to have to be the best to overcome that kind of ground loss, but he's very talented. He's just, I got a big question mark next to him in my racing form. I just don't know how he's going to handle it on Saturday.
Bob, before we get to all the picks and everything that you like here, I do want to ask you, you're obviously based on the West Coast out there in Southern California, not a very strong crop from Southern California in this race, but you do have the one right next to what is currently the morning line favorite in the 18, now the 17 post with the Encino scratch. Stronghold, Phil D'Amato and Antonio Fresu going to be in the irons, 20-1 morning line, won the Santa Anita Derby. No one knows Southern California horses better than you. What do you make of Stronghold's chances on Saturday?
Well, Wes, I think you said it right. I think it wasn't a strong crop out here. And when you keep Bob Baffert out of the Kentucky Derby, the Southern California crop is not going to be that strong, because let's face it, he's been the dominant guy, won, what, 7-8 derbies, whatever it is, disqualified with Medina Spirit. But this, to me, was kind of the second tier. Baffert have imagination in there, but it's not one of his top horses. He's got Muth, and he had Nisos before that one got hurt. I think Stronghold is a really nice, hard-trying horse. I like that he's battle-tested. I could see him running well, maybe getting a piece, but, you know, kind of just looking at his numbers, he's not nearly competitive enough on the buyer figures. And I just don't think the Santa Anita Derby was a very strong race. It was an exciting race. It was a good race to watch. I don't think it was a strong race. So I'm not going to be using him as my kind of upper tier horses. But if he were to get a piece of it, or even, you know, hit top six or seven, wouldn't shock me.
So let's go to the horse that's going to be right next door, now moving over to the 16 post, and that is the current morning line favorite, Fierceness. Todd Pletcher, Johnny Velasquez in the irons. They did team up for a Derby win back in 2017 with Always Dreaming. So Fierceness, of course, won the BC Juvenile last fall. Do you believe that this horse is going to go off as the post-time favorite, or are we going to see Sierra Leone go off as the post-time favorite?
I would think Fierceness will be the favorite. You know, you can't ignore that 110 buyer speed figure he got. He got a 105 as a juvenile winning the championship. To me, there's no question he's the horse to beat if he brings his A game. He's brought it three times, and he hasn't brought it twice in his career. To me, he's a horse that he needs things to go right at the start of the race. He needs to break clean and get into a good rhythm early, where not necessarily that he needs to lead, but he needs to be up close and free running. If he has adversity at the start, I think it really compromises this horse. I look for him to be about 2-1 or 5-2 at post time. You know, that's a pretty short price in a 20 horse field. No question, he's, to me, the most talented horse. He's not going to be the horse I key in on for two reasons. One that I mentioned, you know, if things don't go his way right off the bat, I'm concerned. And let's face it, Todd Pletcher is a great trainer, but his Derby record is abysmal. I think he's 2-64 with Derby starters in his career. And, you know, to me, that's hard to overlook. Horse is trained great. If he runs his A race, I think he's probably the most likely winner.
Bob, you talk about Todd Pletcher, 2-64, one of the most notable trainers in the sport. We got another notable trainer, too, in Chad Brown, who's never won the Kentucky Derby. Maybe the best turf trainer, perhaps, in North America, but this one's on the dirt. But it is his old buddy from New York, Irad Ortiz Jr., aboard Domestic Product. This seems to me, though, Bob, I know it's a longer shot, but I think that this is going to close lower than the morning line price, just because it's Chad Brown and Irad Ortiz, and you got a lot of New York horse bettors that I think are going to use this horse, at least in the exotics.
Well, you're probably right about that. It's connections that are hard to ignore. Chad Brown hasn't won a Derby. He's, you know, been competitive, and I think he's won a couple Preaknesses. So it's not like he's not going to win one of these days. A great turf trainer, but he's just a great trainer overall. To me, this horse just isn't fast enough to win the race. I mean, he doesn't have a figure that's really competitive. I think the Tampa Bay race was just okay. Prior to that, second in the Holy Bull, just okay. He'll come running late. I mean, if they were to kind of set it up maybe with a real quick early pace, I would look for him to maybe pass some horses. Obviously, the jockey, Irad Ortiz, is very elite, if, you know, probably the best jockey in the country, at least one of the top two. And Chad Brown's right there. But I just don't think this horse is good enough. And he may be a little bit of an underlay for the reason you mentioned. The connections are going to maybe sway some people to put money on him.
Horsebills.com, BobIkePicks.com, Bob Ike with us right now. And Bob, I'll give you an open-ended question here, and you can tell us how do you think the race is going to play out and the horses you like the most here in the final 2.5 minutes.
Okay, well, I mean, I mentioned Fierceness. I think he's the horse to beat, but I don't want to bet him at that short of a price. Sierra Leone is a very talented horse, opposite style. He'll come running late, but he's down in the two post. You know, it's a race where I like horses that are tactical. You take a lot of dirt in the Derby. I think you need to get lucky in a 20-horse field. I actually think the two Brad Cox horses could run very well in here with preference to number 8, just a touch. He's got the exact same pattern as last year's Derby winner, Mage, a maiden win. Then they tried him in a couple stakes. He keeps steadily improving. I thought he was a good second to Sierra Leone. He's very tactical, but doesn't need the lead. And Brad Cox has kind of been the king of Kentucky over the last few years. And Catching Freedom is no slouch either. Flavian Pratt, who rides, has never been worse than 3rd in 5 or 6 Derbies that he's ridden in. This horse is a deep closer. Pratt will make no mistakes to me. He's the best rider in the country, even better than Arad. And I could see this horse, if they went real fast early, he could definitely come running. So I'm going to kind of key around the two Brad Cox horses at 8 and 10 to 1. And I think you need to include Sierra Leone. You need to include Fierceness. Maybe you put your Japanese horse Forever Young in there and kind of play trifectas around those horses.
Sounds good to me. I like the 4, Catching Freedom. I like that one in at 14 to 1 on a futures bet. Wes, I know you like what Bob said there about the number 8, Just a Touch.
I do.
Okay.
I do. And look, Bob mentioned Flavian Pratt on Catching Freedom. Florent Giroux, also a very good jock on Just a Touch. And Brad Cox has dominated down in Kentucky in recent years. So those were two I was looking to use in exotics, too. Maybe on outrights. Of course, I do like the Japanese horse Forever Young as well.
Hey, Bob, quickly wrap it up here. What's your Derby track record? Mine's not been great in the last 10 years. How about you? Have you had several winners in the Derby?
You know, it's been okay. There was a streak where the favorite won 6 years in a row, and, you know, I'm not a chalk guy, but I was on a lot of those, and generally I like to play trifecta. So I've had some pretty good success keying around a horse and catching a trifecta, and that's what I'll probably put something together like that tomorrow night at the seminar.
All right, look forward to seeing you on Friday night. Bob, always appreciate the time. Thanks.
Hey, guys, thank you.
That's Bob Ike, Southern California horse handicapper on the Progressive guest line. He is going to be at the Rampart Sportsbook on Friday night, 6 p.m. with the Derby Seminar, and he does a great job with the video breakdowns, very detailed presentation, and Bob's as good as it gets on the horses. We'll talk a little bit more about the Derby and NBA betting when we come back here in a couple minutes on VSiN tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Are you ready to become your own sports betting expert? Look no further than a VSiN Pro subscription, your ticket to Insider Insights exclusive data and winning strategies. For a limited time only, we're offering our annual subscription at an unbeatable price, normally priced at $240. You can now grab your subscription for just $199. Sign up today and we'll also give you an extra 2 months for free. That's 14 months of VSiN Pro access for less than 50 cents a day when you use promo code TONIGHT. With VSiN Pro, you'll gain instant access to our daily best bets with the leaderboard to see who has the best win percentage and the return on investment. 19 hours of live and programming, including expert breakdowns and in-game analysis, proven betting systems from our pro handicappers, and our exclusive betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to claim your 14 months of VSiN Pro for only $199 with promo code TONIGHT. That's VSiN.com/subscribe.
Use that promo code tonight, because if you do, Wes Reynolds gets a bonus.
I get a
paycheck.
Full quarter for every subscription, and you get a full Kennedy half dollar.
Actually, that's not true.
No.
But we won't get ripped by management if nobody uses a promo code tonight. Right?
No.
You get criticized for not selling enough. Anyway, Wes, great to have Bob Icke on the show tonight. And I mean it sincerely. I don't BS about stuff like that. He's as sharp as it comes from talking about, in terms of horse handicappers. He puts on a... great seminar on Friday night with a detailed video breakdown. It's like he's like a football coach, mm-hmm. the way he breaks down the tape on these horses. You know, when you handicap a race like the Derby with 20 horses, there's a variety of ways the race can play out. How do you think the race is going to play out? Who's going to take the early lead, set the pace? How do you kind of chart this as a handicapper?
Yeah, look, you've obviously got to do your research, which I still got to do a little bit more. And then, look, the weather can change everything if it's going to be a sloppy track or whatnot. So, you know, some of the rabbits and some of the pace setters, and then you got some that are stalkers and then some that are closers. So, you know, just figuring that out at least a little bit over time. So, be interested to get more people's thoughts. We're going to get Pimlico Frank Carulli in the final hour, give his thoughts on the race. And obviously a bunch of seminars out here in Las Vegas led by Bob Icke out there with Dwayne Colucci and Jay Privman out at the Ramparts tomorrow night. I know there's one also at the South Point. There's one over at Superbook with, I think, Rich Perloff is going to be part of that, former TVG handicapper and one of the better handicappers on that network. And also Richard Eng. So, getting a bunch of different people's thoughts, this is one of the things, though, where if you're betting this, especially even if you're a casual bettor, too, and not a regular horse player, if this might be the only race you bet, listen to everyone but follow no one. Well, you still go with your gut instinct.
Well, I would say don't bet something unless you agree with the handicapper.
Right.
This irritates me with football handicapping, and, it's going to be part of what you do with this network. But people will say, hey, I followed you on that play or whatever. Don't follow me just because mm-hmm. I break it down. If you don't like it, don't bet it.
Right.
If you're leaning that way and then I talk up a play and you say, okay, that convinced me I'm going to play it, that's mm-hmm. fine. But don't follow somebody blindly just because they talk up a play and you say, okay, well, I'm going to jump on that side. Because here's what happens. If that side loses, then you're going to just completely blame the handicapper and say, that idiot talked me into that play. But if you win, you're going to also take some of the credit, like, oh, yeah, I followed that. I like that one. I followed him. Just don't blindly follow any handicapper, anybody who's on any of the shows on this network, unless you like the play as well.
And that's
what
happened.
That's the best advice I could give, because I hate it when people say, well, I'm just going to follow you on that play. No, don't follow me unless you also like it.
And that's what happens. And look, you and I aren't any different than anybody else. There's sometimes, we'll get convinced on something and we'll follow. But if it loses, once you put that money down, once you put that money down at the counter, once you hit the click on the app or website, if you're playing some faraway stores, that becomes your play. It's not just because you got it from somebody else. That's your play when you bet your money. So,
and you can take the credit for it when it wins.
Exactly.
I don't want the credit for it. We're going to have to take the blame sometimes. But I would say if you follow somebody on a play and you make the bet, you can take the credit for it. It wins. But that doesn't mean you can just lash out and rip the handicapper if it loses.
Yeah.
And say that idiot talked me into that play. No, you made the bet.
Exactly. So it's having responsibility for that. So that's one thing. It's like, you know, yeah, you get disappointed, but it's like, well, I'm not going to reach out and lash out at somebody, you know, because once I bet it, it becomes my play and the money comes out of my account. So I'm not going to worry about anybody else's when I'm losing it.
But I think that's especially important to talk about this time, because with the Kentucky Derby, you hear so many different opinions on this race. And just Bob Ike coming on with us in a previous segment, he talked up the horse just a touch. That's not on my short list, but you have it on your short list.
Yes.
Bob has it on his. I might add that in my trifecta combinations, but if just a touch doesn't hit the board, I'm not going to sit back and go, damn it,
right?
Bob Ike and Wes Reynolds talked me into that play and it didn't hit.
Well, because look, with all the different opinions, when you have, like Bob was talking about, you know, this being a 20 horse field, somebody somewhere is going to be right. Even if it's on like a deep long shot, it happens. And long shots have hit at the Kentucky Derby. I was there in the rain when I saw Mind That Bird. When Calvin Borrell, as they call him, Calvin Borrell, former legendary jockey who got Mind That Bird home. And that happens. Sometimes you get a chalk, and then sometimes you get really deep long shots. You know,
last year's winner, all the Derby analysis you heard all week last year, very seldom did you hear last year's winner
Mage
touted. Very seldom did you hear that horse touted.
Yeah, but yet, you know, in some years you do hear it. Justify, of course, another West Coast host that won for Mike Smith and Bob Baffert. California Chrome. Like, you had some short prices that have won these, but obviously not a big crop, because if you look in recent years, a lot of West Coast horses. What does Tom Quigley always say? West is best. We see Tom out at Santa Anita and Del Mar judging the beauty contest in the paddock before the horses come out. West not best, though, this year, because really only the one Phil D'Amato horse that is in this race that is going to be Stronghold.
I like the way Tom Quigley analyzes the horse, scouts the horses in the paddock, and I like to do that when I'm at Del Mar too, when you're up close to the horses. I don't do it that way with the Derby, though. You get your bets in well before the horses, and you can't stand near the paddock and watch them, but you know, you can see them on TV. I'll have my bets in well before that happens. So it's a totally different style of handicapping here, but with 20 horses, I mean, how much do you want to put on a ticket? Money management's a big deal in a race like this, because you don't want to risk. A lot of bettors don't want to risk too much. But Wes, you're always tempted. Well, maybe I should put that fifth horse on that try box.
Right. And one thing too, by the way, on Derby Day, whether you're out here in Las Vegas or you're in an OTB somewhere across the Fruited Plain here, try to get them in as early as possible. Don't be going in right before they're going to the gate and try to get a 10-cent superfecta in. And not going to fly. So got to try to get that in. And then obviously if you're using like a pick four or a pick six sequence, you're going to have to get them in earlier anyway. But be patient with the staff behind the counters who have been working all day with
Wes
probably
Reynolds
very
talks
limited
like
breaks.
You talk like you guys are a former ticket writer at a couple of sports books.
I have done that before, even though I get insulted sometimes because, Wes was a ticket writer. It's like, well, it's an honest day's job for an honest day's pay.
All right. Don't get too sensitive about this. So some of the most successful bookmakers in Nevada started out at the lowest level jobs you can imagine in casinos. I know a high-profile bookmaker in Vegas who started out as a guy walking around the casino making change. Back when people put real coins in the slot machines.
So just what I was saying to
but
get
the,
back
the
to
the ticket writers take a lot of crap. And
they
especially
do.
From the horse players. And the horse players come up with, you know, they're shouting a bunch of combinations and they're in a hurry. And they expect the ticket writer to get everything correct.
You got to hit a bunch of different buttons, because it's not like, okay, you just hit, I say the one horse and you just hit a one when you're doing all these different tries. And then it's like, I wanted that boxed. And then you got to void it. And it's just a pain in the ass, you know, because they didn't say box, but they're going to say they say box and you can't tell them, no, you didn't say it, because the customer is going to be right. And it's a whole ordeal. So get your bets early, be patient. And if you win something, leave some bucks for the folks behind the counter. Good karma.
I usually try to tip the ticket writers. You don't have to tip a lot either. You can just tip a little. They appreciate anything you tip. Because I would say, what percent of bettors do you think don't tip anything at the window? Is it 80 to 90%?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And by the way, you know, because that goes in the kitty for all the riders, and that gets divided, and they do it by based on how many hours you work, whether it's part-time or full-time, whatnot. So, yeah, get your combinations. If you're doing those tries and those supers, get them in earlier, and if you want them boxed, say that you want it boxed. And know your combinations, too. There's plenty of apps out there on the web and in the app store where you can calculate your ticket before it is, because then they get up there, and it's like, oh, this ticket's $126. Well, I didn't want to do that. Well, it's because you boxed it. Right. You know, so you get multiple combinations. So that's why it's that much, where they're only thinking it's going to be like a $20 or $30 ticket, and it's about four or five times that.
Money management is big in horse playing. All right, so the Knicks beat the Sixers 118 to 115 tonight. How about Jalen Brunson, 41 points to shoot down the Philly team, the former Villanova star?
I'd say the Knicks got their superstar.
Yeah, Knicks do have their superstar. They got a hell of a team that can advance in the East playoffs, too. We're going to talk NBA betting. And we're going to talk Pacers-Knicks when we come back here in a couple minutes on VSiN Tonight.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, we're back here on VSiN Tonight. How about this? The Knicks outscored the Sixers 650 to 649. In the series. All right, Wes, we got a series price on Knicks-Pacers. And this is going to begin Monday night. You're going to have a rooting interest on the Indiana side, obviously. What do you see now, right now, for a series price out there?
Yeah, I believe it. And I think that this actually opened. I know Jeff Sherman over at Superbook opened this minus 240 on the Knicks, $2 on the Pacers. First poke, as we thought, was going to be on the Knicks, now minus 265, and then 2.25. On the Pacers over there at Superbook. Meanwhile, at DraftKings, 225 minus 2.25 for the Knicks, plus 190 in the Pacers. No, not a lot of movement there as of yet.
Not really surprised. I think the right price, probably New York, somewhere around $2 to $2.25 in the series. The Pacers don't get that rest advantage now, with the Knicks finishing off this Philadelphia series in six games.
Yeah, game one, by the way, will be Monday. I know there was some confusion out there. Somebody put out there Saturday. So game one in the Garden will be on Monday night. And then, of course, the Blue Shirts, the Rangers, they start their series in the Garden on Sunday against Carolina.
All right, so we're talking NBA here, and we're talking Knicks-Pacers. Would you say either side has a coaching advantage in this series? Or not. So it seems like a wash with the coaches.
I think it's pretty damn even. Yeah. Look, Rick Carlisle is a championship-winning coach. I had some problems with some of the rotations, you know, where he went with that all-bench lineup in Game 5 after you're up 8 in the first quarter, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're going to put this all-bench lineup in, and there you go, they give up a run. I was worried about that tonight, but my worries got put at ease with the Pacers when you get 50 points off the bench. And that's exactly what they got tonight. I think the Bucks off the bench, I believe, ended up, and some of this was garbage time, ended up with 10 points off the bench for the Milwaukee Bucks. So 50 to 10, yeah, was the bench scoring. McConnell with 20, Obi Toppin with 21 was actually the leading scorer for the Pacers tonight.
Knicks finish off the Sixers 118 to 115. Knicks were 3-point dogs in that game. Flies over the total of 202. And the Pacers win 120 to 98. They were 5.5, 6-point favorites. Money in the market on Milwaukee in game six tonight, but it doesn't get there. Damian Lillard does make a comeback and scores 28, but the Bucks go down by 22. Doc Rivers is going to take a lot of heat for the way the Bucks finished after the coaching change. Obviously, he's got a built-in excuse here with the Greek Freak going down with an injury.
Mm-hmm.
When you got no Giannis Antetokounmpo in this series, that's the excuse a lot of people are going to lean on. That said, Wes, the Bucks played some pretty bad basketball in a lot of stretches after Doc Rivers took over. Is he going to be back next year in Milwaukee, or could it be Darvin Ham, who looks like he's on the way out with the Lakers?
That is going to be intriguing, and obviously that very Greek Freak who was not able to go due to an injury in this series probably at least will be talked to about that, because we know Darvin Ham is Giannis's guy. So, you know, that's who they wanted or he wanted when Bud got shown the door. Went with Adrian Griffin, and that didn't work out. So I tend to lean that Doc is going to be back, but you never know in the NBA. You get hired to get fired.
Well, Charles Barkley had some interesting comments last night about coaches and what the media does. What were you talking about on the show a couple nights ago when the Suns got knocked out and you said Sham Serenia was throwing the coach Frank Vogel under the bus, right?
Yeah, he got some leaks because Frank Vogel going to be the scapegoat, even though Frank Vogel did go to the organization. I think, I don't know if this was Chris Haynes at Bleacher Report. There was another story the next day that was kind of a little bit more pro-Vogel. Like, he went to them and asked for a point guard, and they didn't give it to him, so...
So when a team goes down like that, what happens is behind the scenes, you've got agents, you've got different people from the organization going to the media saying, hey, look, this guy, it was Frank Vogel's fault. We tried to do this. And you'll have different media members playing different sides of that issue. Well, with Darvin Ham and the Lakers going down, you've already seen in the media a lot of people trying to throw the coach under the bus. LeBron mm-hmm. has been a coach killer, and LeBron likes to blame his coaches when things don't go right. And it certainly looks like Darvin Ham's going to take the fall. Suns out, Lakers out. Charles Barkley with some interesting comments on the NBA on TNT about who takes the blame.
Part of our job, we watch all the games and we watch all the talk shows. You know, a lot of these people on television, they're cowards because they want the players to like them. They don't want to do their job, which is to tell the truth. And I just want to say this about coaching. Anybody who thinks the reason the Lakers suck is because of Darvin Ham or the reason the Suns suck is because of Frank Vogel, you don't know what you're talking about. Frank Vogel is a hell of a coach. Darvin Ham is a hell of a coach trying to get his career started. But for all you punks, idiots, and jackasses on other networks who want to be media and who want all the players to like y'all, do your damn job. The Lakers suck, and the Suns suck because of the players. Has nothing to do with the coaches. I feel better now.
Yeah, I can tell. Looks like you are... getting that off your chest?
I did. I hate it, man. You sit there like, Darvin Ham needs to get fired. Frank Vogel needs to get fired. Who put them teams together? Them trash-ass teams put together need to get fired. Them guys, they didn't just all of a sudden suck as coaches. People who put them teams together, they start packing up their stuff.
And they want to maybe not renew the NBA rights with these guys? Like, come on. Best show on television inside the NBA. And by the way, I totally support what Charles said there.
Those great comments by Barkley. And he's right. You know, so you see some of these hot take shows on ESPN or Fox, different networks, and a lot of the commentators want the players to like him, right? They want to buddy up to LeBron or KD or whoever it may be and put the blame on the coach. Frank Vogel is a hell of a coach. It's not his fault the Suns team flamed out. The Suns team was put together I think, to fail. It was propped up to fail, Wes. And I said it last summer, a lot of people were rushing to bet Suns futures when they put this big three together with Bradley Beal, who's always been a loser, and Devin Booker and KD, who can't stay healthy, has got a lot of mileage on him, too much mileage on him. That Suns team, I thought, was always fragile. I thought the Phoenix Suns were going to be fragile. That's what's happened. Why do you blame Frank Vogel? Beal's not the player you needed. You needed a true point guard to run the show. You didn't need Bradley Beal and his $160 million guaranteed contract over 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
How about with the Lakers? A couple flaws in the way that team was put together, and I don't think Darvin Ham's a great coach.
Look, I don't either.
You know, watching some of the film breakdown I did the last couple days of the Lakers and the Nuggets, and that team is really sloppy on the defensive end of the floor, and you got to pin some of the blame on the coaches there. It's half and half. The players weren't doing their job. I don't think the coaches did a great job either. So I can understand the coaching change in L.A. Plus, LeBron's at the end of the road. If you want to keep him, you basically got to give him his way. You got to say, hey, who do you want? You want J.J. Redick?
Yeah.
Who do you want to be your coach? Pick your guy. You got 2 years left.
Genie Buss is going to have to kind of roll over for LeBron, as usual. LeBron and Rich Paul. I don't either.
Because if LeBron leaves, what do you do?
Exactly. Then you're back to square one. What Charles was saying back to that clip, absolutely true. And Frank Vogel, by the way, perfect example, because he got a raw deal with the Pacers, by the way, several years ago, and then got a raw deal with the Lakers after he led him to that bubble championship. You know what? That's still an NBA championship, and that's still a banner that's hanging out there at Crypto.com Arena, largely because of Frank Vogel. So
it's hanging right next to the in-season tournament banner, and the championship banner in the bubble means a little bit more.
Yeah. But what did he call them? Punks, idiots, and jackasses. And he's right, because I think a lot of these folks, and he didn't say other networks, I'll say it, ESPN, look, they do try to buddy up to the players. And I think part of it, too, is that there's too many, like, player analysts. There's too many players. There's not enough, like, coaches, I don't think. Now, I think that inside crew with all players and Ernie Johnson, don't mess that. Don't mess up a good thing there. But, you know, ESPN, like, they don't have anybody from ever a coach's perspective. It's always from a player's perspective. And it's like, I want to hear from a coach's perspective. I want to hear from a front office exec's perspective.
And Bob Myers.
Bob Myers, at least, they've added that perspective. But they don't have any coaches there. All the coaches.
Unfortunately, with some of the coaches, they take the coach's side on everything, too.
They do. Yeah. They defend coaches. So you need somebody that's, you know, going to keep it real. And I think nobody keeps it more real than Charles on this particular topic.
Wes Reynolds always keeps it real. We're going to talk more NBA betting. So we got a couple good series coming up here this weekend. I would guess that you're more fired up for Knicks Pacers than you are for even T-Wolves Nuggets.
I think T-Wolves Nuggets probably might end up being the best series of the second round. But, yeah, I'm fired up for both. But, look, I think Pacers-Knicks, and Knicks are getting all the action early on, and I expect maybe some buyback will come on the Pacers, and the Knicks probably should be this sizable favorite. And then, of course, T-Wolves-Nuggets do start on Saturday. I believe that is 4 Pacific when that starts, and Leafs-Bruins start at 5 Pacific. So 2 primetime games, 1 Game 7, 1 Game 1 on Saturday.
What's post time, do you think, Pacific time for the Kentucky Derby? About 3:30 Pacific?
I believe so, Matt. I'm double-checking on that, actually, if the computer cooperates here. But, yeah, it's usually in the late 3 o'clock hour.
I usually think it's around 3:40 p.m. Pacific, 6:40 mm-hmm. Eastern. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be right before the NBA game tips off. All right, quick break here. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more baseball, hockey, NBA. Stay tuned to VSiN tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, don't miss out on the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the association. From all the way through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Same game parlays, live betting odds boost, and much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code VSiN. New customers bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. The code VSIN only on DraftKings. Do it now. All right, we'll get back to the NBA here in a minute. Wes, Miami Marlins at Oakland A's. That's a series that's going to happen this weekend. And how shocking is this transformation by the Oakland A's? A lot of people thought this was the worst team in baseball or close to it the first 2 weeks of the season. Right now the A's are 15-17. They've won 4 in a row. They're only 2.5 games out of first place in the American League West. A's are playing really good baseball. Is this a little bit of a fluke, or do you think this team is for real in terms of being a contender in that division.
Maybe a partial fluke, but look, they're ahead of the Astros and ahead of the Angels right now in that division. So, you know, got to give them credit. Now, you know, not used to being necessarily in a favorite role, certainly. Didn't think you were going to see that much this season. So they are going to be that, though, because they are now getting boy, how about that trip if you're Miami? You just wrapped up the sweep, and then you got to go all the way to the West Coast. Had to play on Thursday. That's a tough travel spot for those guys, but it's priced in.
Think about this from the viewpoint of a Marlins player. You just wrapped up a series in Miami against the Rockies, and there was hardly anybody at the ballpark. Do you see how empty that ballpark was?
Yes.
And now you're flying out to Oakland, and you're going to have even fewer fans in the stadium, in the Coliseum in Oakland for this series with the A's. That's Major League Baseball. And you got like 2,000 people in the stands.
And you've got
3,000.
You've got minor league parks that draw pretty big. Look, they draw good crowds out here in Summerlin at the Las Vegas ballpark for the
about 8,000 to 10,000. They pack them in
for the Aviators. Yes.
All right. The Braves and the Dodgers. That's the headliner series. Excuse me, of the weekend in MLB, and pitching matchup on Friday: Charlie Morton and Gavin Stone. And these are two teams I would say pretty much lived up to the hype at this point. Braves 20-9. They have a small lead over the Phillies in the National League East. Dodgers 20-13. I don't think the Dodgers have played great baseball up to this point, but they've been good enough. And if you're 20-13 at this point, you got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, you look at the staff. You've got guys that aren't going to be starting like a Gavin Stone or like the kid Landon Knack. My Sharona, famous group The Knack sang that song, of course. But yeah, you're going to see. Yeah, you were all over that. But yeah, you're without Walker Buehler. You're without Dustin May. You're without Clayton Kershaw. You're without some of your middle relief, too. Bobby Miller went on the injured list. You're without Emmett Sheehan, who was a part-time starter last year, as Mike Palm calls him Ed Sheeran. But yeah, he's a middle relief guy that certainly they're going to need. Bruiser Gratterall, who did close for them last year. Blake Treinen. So keeping the staff together, I think to be 20-13 is actually pretty damn impressive, by the way, for the Dodgers. But the two teams that everybody thought were going to be the top two in the NL, I think they're 2-3 right now because the Phillies, 21-11, have the best record. But good series, certainly, so be paying very close attention to that one.
I'll tell you what's not impressive about the Dodgers. They're 9-8 at home, and I've talked about this. I thought they were going to be – the prices are going to be inflated, and there might be some value in betting against the Dodgers early in the season because I questioned their starting rotation. Wes, it's really hard to believe that the Dodgers are actually 9-8 at home at this point.
Yeah.
So they've been a money pit, actually. You've been a loser if you've been trying to play the Dodgers because they've been big favorites in a lot of those home games.
Yeah, no question about it. Not going to be a big favorite, though, against the Atlanta Braves. Charlie Morton Gavin Stone, I think about minus 108, minus 110. So even money on the Braves. You don't get them as dogs, obviously, very often. And look, the Braves having to get it done without Spencer Strider right now. And Chris Sale has had a resurgence this year. Charlie Morton, shaky start, but starting to get a little bit better. But Chris Sale, Max Fried, another guy that had a really shaky start. He's gone 90-plus pitches, I think, in his last three outings. So he looks like he's figured out whatever was troubling him early in the season.
All right, I can tell you really want to talk about this hockey game 7 on Saturday night, Toronto and Boston. And I think we can assume that Austin Matthews is going to be back on the ice for the Maple Leafs.
I mean, would think so.
If he had an illness and it's not a too serious of an illness, you think he's got some time to recover and get back on the ice by Saturday night in a game 7 situation for the Maple Leafs? That's a monster opportunity for this franchise. Boston minus 135. Total 5.5. Those are the numbers of DraftKings. I would think the betting public's probably going to back Boston.
They were on them today and did not get it done as the Leafs win 2-1. Boston gets that goal in the final second to avoid the shutout. But you're kind of, you're seeing it a little bit right now. I think money came in on the Leafs, but money always comes on the team that they just saw win the game. Is something I've noticed not only in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but also in the NBA. So looking out there, DraftKings minus 135 on the Bruins, plus 114 on the Leafs. The high price in the market's about plus 123 on the Leafs, which is right here at Circa. So I do think that the Bruins are going to get the support because they've been the better team. The Leafs, not that great on the penalty kill, one of the bottom teams in the league. If you get Boston on the power play, you're going to get beat. And the Leafs were able to avoid that tonight.
All right, back to the NBA. We're going to wrap up the hour here and talk about the two games on Friday in the association. Wes, the first one, I don't think many people are on the edge of their seats watching this Cavs-Magic series. Been some bad basketball in this series, but the Magic come home as four-point favorites. Paolo Banchero for the Magic, he's lived up to the hype of number one pick. He's been big for the Magic in this series. The Cavs played really two brutally bad basketball games in Orlando in this series. Do you trust the Magic here laying four in game six down 3-2 in the series?
And this is a tough one for me because this is still a very young Magic team without a lot of playoff experience. All these first-round picks finally have come together for this team. But Cleveland certainly the most experienced of the two teams. They blew a series against the Knicks there last year, so you got to think out for redemption. Matt, I don't know what to do. I don't know what necessarily to do with this because
been two games in Orlando in this series, and the Magic won those games, 121-83 and 112-89.
Mm-hmm. And Cleveland, by the way, did have to hang on 104-103. A couple free throws late extended them. Orlando, look, these two teams kind of mirror each other. Orlando, a worse 3-point shooting team, but these are two teams that like to drive the basket, get to the paint. That's what Orlando does. Orlando made 11 threes per game this season. Cavs 12.5. Orlando, by the way, the worst 3-point shooting team in the league in terms of percentage for the season. You also got to see if Jarrett Allen is going to be back. Rib injury, did miss game number five. Gary Harris also dealing with the hamstring. Gary Harris mainly for defensive purposes. Get some PTs and oftentimes some starts for the Orlando Magic. I think he's probably going to go. He's day-to-day. Jarrett Allen also day-to-day with that rib injury. Orlando did miss Jarrett Allen because that forced Evan Mobley, who's kind of like a stretch four guy, to have to play center underneath. And Mobley's a guy who can step out and shoot threes, did not shoot any in the last game necessarily because he was forced to play down low with no Jarrett Allen.
Wes, that's one of two games. And the other one is a little bit a more high-profile matchup here. The Mavericks, 7.5 or 8-point favorites over the Clippers. Game six in Dallas, and the Mavericks had their way with the Clippers in game five. No Kawhi Leonard. He's been ruled out for game six. Not a surprise. But in game five, when the Clippers had to show up, Paul George, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, those guys were a complete flop.
Yeah, very much regression from when Harden and George combined. Each had 33, so combined for 66 on Sunday in game number four. Also keep an eye out for Terrence Mann. who showed up on the injury report with a leg injury. Terrence Mann, really, they're one of their key defenders, probably one of the best defenders on that Clippers roster. And really, as I think the guy didn't show offensively, but the guy that won him game four down there in Dallas was Terrence Mann with his defense. I know this is such a schizophrenic series, and this is a high number, laying eight in a lot in the market here. Lean a little bit under, don't want to necessarily do what I saw last, where it's like, oh man, I got burned because all the scrubs decided to score every single basket in the last 5 minutes. That game was a dead nut under that eventually went over. So sometimes that'll happen though in these NBA games.
I don't want to overreact here because the Clippers look so bad in game five. I think the knee-jerk reaction is to say, okay, this series is over, the Mavericks are going to bury him.
Because they were talking about Luka like he was half dead.
I know.
Going into game five.
He was on
five.
One leg. Was he even going to be able to make it? Was Luka going to be able to play? Was he? And then he turns out to be the best player on the floor by a wide margin in game five. So do you think the Clippers come out and fight in game six? I think you have to expect that.
I would think so. If these guys got any character, then they're certainly going to. That still begs the question. Absolutely.
All right. Pimlico Frank Carulli, he's pacing around outside the studio. He can't wait to get in here and analyze the Kentucky Derby. Stay tuned for Pimlico Frank on VSiN tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.